Sabona, my friends, welcome to the Creative Spiritual Journey podcast, Small Steps, where I give you small steps that you can take each day deliberately on your journey forward. Today's small step, serendipity. I'm Judy Cooley. I am your host. I'm down here in South Africa, serving a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints with my hubby, Elder Cooley. I really would like to share with you an experience we had on April 22nd. So we pray every morning to be guided and directed to find the one that we can share the message of Jesus Christ with, the one that we can bring His light and love into their life. So that morning, I read in my scriptures, Alma 21, verse 16, this is Ammon. Remember Alma and the sons of Helaman? And they go on a mission to the Lamanites. Alma 21, verse 16 says, they went forth whithersoever they were led by the Spirit of the Lord, preaching the word of God, and the Lord began to bless them, that they brought many to the knowledge of the truth. So we prayed that the Spirit would lead us. It was a Monday morning. We thought it would be fun to start a new tradition of going Monday nights and visiting families and members and to get to know them better. And so we pondered on some different names of people we knew and maybe who could use some extra loving in their life. And a name came to me. This name was from probably the second Sunday that we were here. I had a young woman come up to me and she said, my mother is bedridden at home and she's heard that there is a senior couple missionary here and she really would like to meet you. And I said, oh, that's great. Give me your name and number. And we wrote it down in my notebook. And then I completely forgot until this moment when we were praying to know who to go and visit. And so I went through the notebook and I found the name. And I quickly texted her and asked if we could come and visit. And she said that would be great. We planned on 5 o'clock. Well, we had the Petersons, another senior couple in Ladysmith, about an hour and a half from us, come up and spend the day with us. And it was so fun. We had lunch and just talked and got some things done that needed to be done. And I was thinking that they would leave before it got dark. And they didn't. And so I kept texting this family, pushing it back. And finally, we got out there and it was dark, 7 o'clock. And we had to drive out into the Mattadini Township, which dirt roads with big potholes and no street signs. And we weren't familiar with the area we were going to. But we finally found their home. And they welcome us into their home. And we're talking about this woman's issues with her back that are so bad that she has a problem standing and walking and she's in constant pain. And as we're visiting, I'm noticing that people are coming in and going out and people are coming in and more people are coming. And it dawns on me that they're gathering there and they're waiting in the other room. And I just asked her, are you having family night? And she said, yes. And I asked, could we please join you? It was basically the gathering of the members close by. And they do this every Monday night. It was so wonderful. I felt the Spirit so strong. And then they sang a Zulu hymn. And the room that we're in didn't have much lighting. But the love and the Spirit in that room made it bright and warm. And then Eric asked, he was inspired and prompted to ask if she would like a priesthood blessing. So we had this beautiful discussion about faith and was able to give her a blessing. That was, for me, one of my highlights of this mission. And I got to thinking, had we showed up at 5 o'clock like planned, we would have missed this moment. And that is how the Spirit works. We were meant to be there at 7 when the gathering was happening for this family home evening, to be there to testify of Christ, to give a priesthood blessing, and to enjoy that moment where my testimony was strengthened. And I really do feel like we were led by the Spirit. Some may call this serendipity. Do you remember that movie? The movie Serendipity back in 2001, where John and Sarah, they meet when they're shopping for gifts for their fiancés. And they have this night of romance. Then they decide to go their separate ways, you know, because they're getting married to someone else. But destiny has other plans for it, and it brings them back together before their marriages. I love that movie. It's very cheesy, chick flick, but it was great. The phrase serendipity comes from a fairy tale called The Three Princes of Serendip. And it's a fairy tale in which the heroes are always making discoveries by accident and finding things that they were not in quest of. That's much like our experience with that family home evening. Serendipity is defined as the occurrence and development of events by chance in a happy and beneficial way. Okay, I'll take it. Why not? The Holy Ghost creates serendipity. I want to share with you a quote by Dieter F. Uchtdorf. Selfless acts of service refine our spirits, remove the scales from our spiritual eyes, and open the windows of heaven. By becoming the answer to someone's prayer, we often find the answer to our own. I feel like that's what happened in that moment. So many times here in Africa, I feel like we think we're going forward being the answer to someone's prayers when they end up answering ours and bringing so much light and testimony and love to our hearts. David A. Bednar said, "We can walk with confidence that God will guide our steps." I've thought about a time when Eric and I were hiking, and we were out on Antelope Island up at Frere Peak, and we watched this amazing sunset. But then, what happens after the sunset? It becomes dark. And we had our little dog Jack with us, and we decided to take the shortcut along the ridgeline. Well, that's not the well-marked trail that is scrambling along the boulders. And we had to put Jack in our backpack and his little head sticking out of the top and make our way with one little headlamp. Well, obviously, we found our way home. But it was a good example to me of being led by the Spirit, not knowing beforehand where you're going to go. Do you remember Nephi in 1 Nephi 4, verse 6? Him and his brothers have gone to get the brass plates from Laban. And this, it's a dangerous mission because of Laban's armies. But Nephi went there with such faith, knowing that God would make a way. He would make a way possible to do this. And it says in verse 6, "And I was led by the Spirit, not knowing beforehand the things which I should do. Nevertheless, I went forth." Is there something in your life, some unknown, something big that you need to accomplish, or you're not quite sure yet where to go? How can you learn to recognize the promptings of the Holy Ghost? Martin Luther King said, "Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Even when you don't know where it's going to lead you in a little township in Mattadini to a beautiful spiritual experience." So, how can you learn to recognize the promptings of the Holy Ghost and take those steps forward? President Nelson said to do the spiritual work necessary to receive the promptings of the Holy Ghost, because he said, in the coming days, it will not be possible to survive spiritually without the guiding, directing, comforting, and constant influence of the Holy Ghost. Did you know that in order to receive that Holy Ghost, to be able to receive that light when we're on those rocky ridges, it requires spiritual work? What's that spiritual work? I invite you to find out. Make your prayers mighty. Dive into the scriptures and feast. And also keep your covenant, your covenants at baptism, to willingly take his name upon you. Go and take the sacrament every Sunday. All these things help the Holy Ghost guide you so you can walk with confidence that God will guide your steps. And then you will find yourself in those moments, those precious moments, in his light, bathed in his light like we were at the family home evening. I love you, my friends. I'm going to leave you with the Zulu hymn. Go and do the spiritual work, and so you can find those serendipity moments. And I promise you, his light will guide you. And I'll see you on the trail.
Fana.